Minister, I have a number of individuals, particularly elderly, who are terminally ill with cancer, who are still being referred by their GP to emergency department. And I've also numerous cases which I have forwarded to the Western Trust where they have had to lie on chairs for up to 5 days before they're treated. Would you agree with me that urgent action needs to be taken, particularly cancer patients who have a suppressed immune system that need priority status, and we need to look at other options so they're not lying in A&E for sometimes days? Thank you.
I absolutely agree with the member. After Christmas, I visited 7 EDs, including Elton Galvin, which, as the member knows, is the oldest of our Type 1 EDs. It is more than ready for a replacement, and one I hope will be in place, although it will be perhaps 5 years before we get to that point. When I was up in the ED, I was speaking to people who had been in the same chair for 4 days. It's not acceptable under any conditions. I also met a man who has since passed away, sadly, who had cancer, who was on a trolley, had been on a trolley for a number of days, and I think made a hospital bed for his last 24 or 48 hours on this earth. So in terms of GPs referring, I know that the Cancer Network has developed a resource for GPs to try and assist in managing mild to moderate side effects, but I think what you're talking about is a much more serious condition. And I can just assure the member that I am aware that more work needs to be done in this area, and it will be done.